Good evening. Welcome back to some. I feel like it's not really, the shiur has been in a hiatus for so long that it's, for those that are new, welcome. Those that are old, also welcome. It's almost like we're all different people. It's been such a while. And it's nice that we've been on summer break. The last time we started was summer, so it's a long summer break, and it's very appropriate that Tu B'Shvat, which is already Tu B'Shvat Hidiyah, Chad Hidiyah Anot, it's always nice to begin again with a little bit of summer sort of in the air. As we have Tu B'Shvat, Adar comes, then Nisan comes. So it's been a while, Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to be back. And we're beginning with a totally new topic, totally new focus. And it's funny, tefillah is something we do every day. Something which we take so basic, such a yesod, a fundamental part of Yadus, but something we often don't think about. And in this series of shiurim, we're going to address some basics through a new prism and some new ideas to enhance the halachic concept of our tefillah. What do we daven? The Torah says in Source 1, a pasuk we all know from davening every day, V'haya, im shamoa tishmu'u el mitzvosai. If you listen to my commandments, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, that I command you today, to love Hashem your God, and to serve Him with all your hearts and with all your souls. What does that mean? Says the Gemara Maseches Tainis, the very beginning of Maseches Tainis, an unbelievable concept. To Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, when it says in the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokeichem, to love Hashem your God, u'avdo b'chol levavchem, and to serve Him in all your heart. Eizu yavod Hashem b'leiv. What does it mean, u'avdo b'chol levavchem? To serve Hashem with your heart. Heavy Omer, I must say, is with tefillah. This tefillah. So usually yavod means something we associate with the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to see later on, Be'ez Hashem, later on in the series, that perhaps the mitzvah of tefillah is somewhat related, as many people know, to the karbanos. But the Gemara here makes some two disjointed ideas. Eizu yavod Hashem b'leiv, when it says the love of the b'chol avavchem, serve Hashem with all your heart, what is the service of the heart? The mind? How do we serve Hashem with emotions? This is tefillah. So when the Torah says in Shema, serve Hashem with your heart, means daven to Hashem. Furthermore, the Pasuk says, Source 3, V'avadatem, Hashem Elokeichem. Serve Hashem your God, and consequently, U'virach eslach mecha v'esmei mecha. If you serve Hashem the proper way, V'asirosi macha mikirbecha. And I will remove macha, disease, from your midst. Does everyone have sheets in the back of the sheets? So you can remove the chitza. The Torah says, serve Hashem in order to get bracha. What does that mean? So again, we have the concept of avoda. Serve Hashem. Usually we think of avoda, serving Hashem, as associated with karbanos. The avoda. Chesed means karbanos. There's more room here, if people want. From these sources alone, does it seem like the concept of davening, avoda shebelei, which is tefillah, is the mitzvah in the Torah, or mitzvah in the Rabbanon? From any of these three sources, what does it sound like? Sounds like in the Torah. We say it in Shema every day. Avodah Shebelev is tefillah. Indeed, that's what the Rambam Pashtun says. The Rambam in Source 4. Mitzvahs asay. It's a positive commandment. Lispala b'chol yom. Daven every day. Shenemar, because it says, Vavadatem, Soshem Otechem. Serve Hashem your God. Says the Rambam, Mipi Hashmua Lamdu, Mipi Hashmua means Torah Shebal Peh. They understood, Shavodu Zuhi Tefillah. When it says, not only in Source 1, Avoda and Leiv, but even in Source 3, serve Hashem, Chazal understood likewise that means Tefillah. Shenemar, because it says, U'avdo B'chol Avavchem, it says, serve Hashem, with all your hearts. Amru Chachamim said, Ezu hi avodah shebelev, zu tefila, which is the word avodah, means tefila. So the Rambam says, since we know the word avodah means tefila, even when it doesn't say the word lev anymore, the word avodah can mean tefila. So the Rambam says again, both in source 1 and source 3, when it says avodah in the Torah, what does avodah mean? Tefila. And the Rambam says particularly, the mitzvah to daven is a mitzvah min haTorah. Chivan haTorah to daven. What does that mean? When I daven shacharis, mincha, and ma'ariv, fulfilling the mitzvah min haTorah? Says the Rambam, hold on. Ein minyan the tefilos min haTorah. The amount of tefilos, now in the last line in source 4, is not min haTorah. It doesn't say in the Torah you have to daven shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv. Vein mishnah tefilos zos min haTorah. As well as the specific text of tefilos, not min haTorah. It doesn't say what you have to daven. All it says is daven. Vein letefilos man kavur min haTorah. Doesn't say when you should daven. All it says in Torah is one idea. Daven. Doesn't say when. Doesn't say what. Doesn't say how much. Doesn't say a little. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to daven. And the Rambam says, this is a very, very important mitzvah. So important, source 5, Halacha Beis. I would have thought, we know, rule, famous rule, which mitzvahs are women pturos from? Any mitzvah says she's a mandrama, of course. Any mitzvah which is time-bound. Why? So, honestly, we don't really know why. Some people try to conjecture, say one reason, two reasons, three reasons, their own reasons, other reasons. But in reality, we don't know why. And to pass in halacha, based upon reasons, is rather silly, because it's a halacha. The Gemara in Kiddushin learns from a pasuk, that women are pasuk for mitzvah sessions on drama. Not related to time, not related to what area you live in, not related to social norms. It's a halacha. Women are welcome to it if they want, as many women do many things. But it's not related to any psychology, any social norms. It's a din. People like saying, oh, because women have to raise children. The obvious question with that, of course, is, what about women that don't raise children? What about women whose children are grown or grown who don't have children yet? So obviously you can give some reasons for the Torah, just like we don't have the reason for lulav. The reason we take lulav ultimately is because the Torah said so. We don't know why women are pasuk from mitzvah to drama. The reason is the Torah said so. It's a drasha. The Torah institution learns from a drasha like anything else. What about tefillah? Is tefillah mitzvah to drama? It's a positive commandment that we know. Love the b'chol v'avchem. You should serve Hashem with all your heart. Is it time related? Is it bound to time? Says the Rambam, it's not. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Nashim, women, v'avadim, and slaves. Why are women put together with slaves? Because the ancient rabbis really did not like women, and therefore they thought they were equivalent to slaves. No. What's the reason? Why are women compared to avadim? Because halachically, the two categories of people that are only chayv in this session of Rama are Nashim and avadim. Nothing to do with women being similar to slaves. We know that an eved, any eved who is non-Jewish, if any non-Jewish slave wants to become a slave, or doesn't want to become a slave, he's stuck being a slave. Before he becomes a slave, he has to go to the mikvah. And as the Rambam says, Yatzim Michal Akum, he left the status of being a Goy, Ulchal Yisrael lo hidia. He didn't become a Jew yet. But a slave is sort of in limbo. A slave is not a Jew and not a Goy. What mitzvah is he chayven? The same mitzvah as stations are known as a woman chayelisin. Not because women are slaves, or slaves are women, chas v'shalom, just happens to be. Those two are chayav. We have room in the front. Please don't be shy. Please feel free. We have four seats. If anyone wants to put on the talus, you're welcome to. Or else you can just move it. Also, you can put it here. The mitzvah, says the Rambam, of tefillah, indeed is once a day. Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh l'skala b'chol yom. Every single day we have to daven. Once a day. Is that zman drama? Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, l'fichas, therefore, nashim v'avadim, women and slaves, chayavin mitzvah, are required to daven. L'fichas mitzvah saseh shalom zman drama. Because it's a positive commandment, it says daven, which is not time related. Why? Can you daven at 10 a.m.? Yes. 2 p.m.? Yes.
2 a.m.?
Yes. 24 hours a day, as long as you have some time in the day to daven, you have to daven. That says the Rambam, it's a little chiddush, says the Rambam, that's not time related. Now, of course, it's time related somewhat, because you have to daven once a day, not once a month, not once a year, not once in your life, but that's considered loose enough that it's not time related. Says the Rambam, he misses a say, again, it's a positive commandment, Shalah Azman Ram, please come, Shalah Azman Rama. It's not time related. El Chiyav Mitzvah Zerukach. This is the mitzvah. She other mischanein or mispalo b'chol yom. A person should beg Hashem and daven every day. U'magid shvachah shol kadosh baruch hu, tell the praise of God. V'achakach shol tzrachav. And afterwards, ask for his needs. Shol tzrachav, the needs that he needs. V'akasha u'v'tchina. To beg Hashem for the needs. V'achakach nosin shevach. Then you give praise and thanks to God on the bounty that He gave, that Hashem gave him, each person according to his ability. So the Rambam tells us two very, very important halachos in halacha base. It's verse 5. Number one, are women chayavos to daven? Yes. Just like a man is chayav according to the Rambam min haTorah, women are chayavos min haTorah. Min haTorah. What do you mean? It's time related? Says the Rambam, no. There's only once a day, that's not considered time-related. And therefore, men and women have the exact same requirement to daven. Again, not three times a day, that's not in the Torah. Not what to daven, not Shemoneh Esrei, but they have to daven. And what's the bare minimum to daven, says the Rambam? What's famous as, the Rambam says, Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. The Rambam says in the second line of Source 5, Ma'avid Shvachot. First, we praise Hashem. Shevach, praise Hashem. Then, the third line in Source 5, Shol Tzrachav, Shu Tzrachav Mevakasha. You ask Hashem for things you need. V'achakach, after that, notice in Shevach Hodaya. You do praise to Hashem, which is what we call Hodaya, we thank Hashem. So the Rambam says, the bare bones of Tefillah has a structure. It's not just to say, please God, please give me something I need. Even the minimum is a minimum. What's the minimum? First praise Hashem, then ask Hashem for what we need, then Hodaya. How is this model kept? Was this model preserved nowadays? How? Shemoneh Esrei, of course. First three brachos, avos, first klish Hashem, are praise for Hashem. Then the next 12 brachos, 13 brachos, are brachos that we ask Hashem for all the things we need. And the last three, again, modim, are Hodah. Based on the same idea the Rambam says, that's the bare minimum of tefillah, just amplified a lot. We have 19 brachos that we daven. But the concept of davening to Hashem with shevach, bakasha, and hodaya comes from the Torah. So the Rambam says, even though it doesn't say where you have to do it in the Torah, so the Rambam, that's all included in the Torah, say you have to daven once a day. That means man and woman have to daven at least once a day with shevach, bakasha, and hodaya. The sense of the Rambam is not only something he says in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says the same thing in Sefer Mitzvos. We know the Rambam wrote many works. Most of his works were written in what language? In Arabic. What was the only thing that was not written in Arabic that the Rambam wrote? Mishnah Torah. The Yaruch HaZakha, Mishnah Torah, the Rambam's 14-volume work about all the halachos. But everything else the Rambam wrote was in Arabic. It's an amazing thing to think about. Such a great Talmud Chacham wrote, it's like someone who's a great Talmud Chacham now writing most of his sermon in English. Amazing thing to think about. And the Rambam, it was translated many times. Sefer Mitzvos was a list of all 613 mitzvos, the way the Rambam counted them. Not everyone agrees to the Rambam's countings, but the Rambam counts 613 mitzvos, and there's always a debate amongst many of the Rishonim. Does this mitzvah count in 613? Does this mitzvah count in 613? There's some mitzvos. Everyone agrees there's 613. The question is, which mitzvos count? So the Rambam wrote his, and we'll see the Ramban disagreed with some of them. But the Rambam says, one of the Tayyad mitzvos, one of the 613 mitzvos we read about in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Yisrael, that was given to Klal Yisrael, is the mitzvah of tefillah. The last source on page 1, source 6, the mitzvah chamishis. Mitzvah number 5, he is shetzivanu, Hashem commanded us la'avdo, to serve him, Yisraelit. Hashem may he be exalted. V'chvar nichval tzivah zeh pamayim. This randomness is said more than one time. Amar, it says, V'adatem mitzvah shemotechem, serve Hashem your God. V'amar v'osot avodu, you should serve him. V'amar v'osot avod, you should serve Hashem. V'amar u'avdo, serve Hashem. Says the Rambam, whenever it says serve Hashem in the Torah, does that mean Kabanos? No. What does serving Hashem mean? Fila. It's interesting, because usually the word Avoda, we always associate with the Mitzvah. Says the Rambam, no. At least four times in the Torah. When it says the word Avoda, what does Avoda mean? Avoda Shibuleiv is with Tefillah. Daven to Hashem. So the Rambam says, Tefillah is such an important mitzvah, it's said many, many times in the Torah. Daven to Hashem. Mitzvah number five, according to the Rambam. Black on white. The Rambam holds Tefillah is a mitzvah in the Torah. However, it's well known that who dissents, who disagrees with the Rambam? With the Rambam? The Ramban. Famous Ramban. So the Ramban, turning to this left side of the page, Rambam, ridiculous. Can't be. So the Ramban, I'll prove it to you. Surah 7. V'ein hastama b'zeh. I do not agree. The Ramban says, Rambam, maybe in your Sefer Mitzvahs you count this, but in mine, I would never have this in the list. Doesn't make any sense. This can't be Mitzvah in the Torah. And the Ramban quotes two proofs, which are very hard to refute. Says the Ramban, Surah Aleph. First of all, Moshe Amru B'Shlishi the Show of Brachos. In the third parak of Brachos, we have the following scenario. We can bal keri, a man who is tamei. The halacha is, Chazal said, a man who is tamei is not allowed to make brachos. This halacha doesn't exist nowadays, but a man who is tamei is not allowed to make brachos. But Chazal said, that's only a din rabbanon. If it's a din rabbanon, Chazal can't stop, since they're only rabbanon, can't stop a person from doing mitzvah in the Torah. So Chazal said, a person who's a balkeri, a person who's tamei, cannot do any mitzvah midrabanan, but of course may do a mitzvah in the Torah. So where do we draw the line? The Gemara says, of course, the balkeri say Kriya Shema. The man who's tamei first says Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is mitzvah in the Torah. Yes, say Kriya Shema. May the other brachos, he won't say Kriya Shema. Chazal can't tell him not to say Kriya Shema. Shekari Kriya Shema. He's going to read Kriya Shema. What other mitzvah does he do as a bracha? What's the one, perhaps one of the only brachos, which is Minat Torah? Benching, Birchas HaMazon. Uvarech Ala Mazon La'acharav. He has to bench. Both those Minat Torah. So even though Chazal wants to add Kedusha to Klal Yisrael and said any Balkeri, any man who's tummy should not make any bracha which is in rabbinic, he couldn't stop him from making a bracha with Minat Torah, which is why he benches and he says Kriya Shema. But what does the verse say he doesn't say? Next words. Ve'eino mispalel. He doesn't stop it. Whoa. Hold on a second. The verse says quite clearly, Chazal wanted add Kedusha to Klal Yisrael and said, a man who's tamei will not say any bracha which is midrabanan. But they couldn't stop him from saying which is Minat Torah. And what do we do? Says the Gemara. Does he daven? No. Does he bench? Yes. Does he say Kriya Shema? Yes. What's the difference between benching and davening? Benching is Minat Torah. Kriya Shema is Minat Torah. Davening is Midrabanan, says the Ramban. It's impossible to say that Tefillah is Minat Torah. If we say that Chazal said, don't daven, you're off. No davening today. Clearly, that means it's midrabanan.
Can't that be referring to the formal Shemona Esrei as opposed to just the very basic format the Ramban suggested?
Very possible. Very good point. The Ramban says that's ridiculous. He says because, well, the Ramban continues, look at the Gemara. V'helu hatam b'zeh. The Gemara says the following language. Ela Kriya Shema Urechsa Mazon D'Araisa. Kriya Shema and benching is Minat Torah. Tefillah Midrabanan. Tefillah Midrabanan. So the Gemara doesn't only say the halakha, the Gemara explains why. It says Tefillah is Midrabanan. So you're right. It's possible Tefillah Midrabanan means fancy Shemona Esrei, but then the halakha should be he should have a minimal Tefillah. And the Ramban would say, it says here he doesn't daven anything.
Well, if he's benching, he's probably covering those bases already.
Okay, well, what if he doesn't eat bread? So, but you're right. You have to, so, it's a very possible terrorist for the Rambam, but the Ramban will have none of that. Ramban says, it's ridiculous, come on. It says he's patur chuz in the Rambanan. He doesn't only say the halacha, it says he's in the Rambanan. Chuz in the Rambanan. You're right, want to make a difference, as we'll see between those two. The Ramban says another argument. I'll prove it to you, says the Ramban, in part Beis. What's the halacha if it's now 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock a.m., I gave the shiur, I said, wow. So, you know, being back, having the shiur, the Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Monday night shiur, is tiring. Oh, so I go back home, and I fall asleep. Problem is, I didn't have marriage yet. Then 3 o'clock a.m., all of a sudden, our beautiful daughter, Mina Tehila, who makes sure, Baruch Hashem, that we don't sleep for any more than 20 minutes straight. No, Baruch Hashem, a little better than that. Baruch Hashem, she adds a lot of simcha to our lives in the middle of the night. Baruch Hashem. I'm hefes, I fell asleep on the couch. I'm really exhausted. All of a sudden, she wakes up at 3 a.m. and I say, you know, what day is today? It's Tuesday, it's Monday. Do I daven Maariv? I don't remember. I don't remember if I daven Maariv or not. So, if I'm really half asleep and I can't get myself out of it, there's a lot of parts to Maariv. Firstly, there's Kriya Shema. So, if I don't know if I daven Kriya Shema or not, I say Kriya Shema again. Why? What's the rule? Safi Daraisa, Bukhumra. I don't know if I fulfill the mitzvah of Minatari, I have to say it again. However, what if I say, you know, actually, it wasn't just after the shir. This whole day was a blur. I was running back and forth. I don't remember, did I daven chakras today? I don't remember. Mincha also, you know, usually I daven mincha after shir. I don't remember what happened today. And then, you know, I don't remember if I davened at all today. So, whoa, I just don't remember what happened. The Gemara addresses both questions. Says the Gemara, the Ramban quotes in part Vayis, Amar Od. Safek karet shiyashma, safek lo karet shiyashma, if you're not sure if you daven shiyashma or not, chozibet karet shiyashma. You daven shma again. But, safek hispalel, safek lo hispalel, if you're not sure if you daven or not, ain't no chozir mispalel. You don't daven again. Why? The shiyashma deraisa, with tefillin and jabanon. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, you know why? Shiyashma, if I'm half asleep and Mina wakes me up, I was going to still daven for shiyashma natara. On the other hand, tefillah is in drabanan. So again, not just this logic. The Gemara says quite clearly, do I have a chiyuv to daven? If I don't know if I daven or not, I don't have to daven again. What rule does that fit into? Safei daraisa v'chumra. Safei drabanan l'hartel. If I don't know if I fulfilled the mitzvah min ha-Torah, I have to do it again. If I don't know if I took lulav on the first day of Sukkot, I have to take it again. But if I don't know if I did a mitzvah, if I don't know if I lit Hanukkah candles, do I have to light Hanukkah candles? No. Safei drabanan l'hartel. So the Gemara says, the same thing is true with tefillah. I have to say Kriya Shema again because Kriya Shema is min ha-Torah. Do I have to daven again? Or do I have to daven for the first time? No. Says the Ramban, black on white. Quite clear. The Gemara says, Tefillah is min Rabbanan. Ramban says, from both these cases, Rambam, I don't know what you're talking about. But clearly, tefillah is only min Rabbanan. Again, number one, about Keri, we split. He does mitzvahs min ha-Torah, does do mitzvahs min Rabbanan. Mitzvahs min ha-Torah, such as Kriya Shema, Mitzvahs min Rabbanan, such as Tefillah. Clearly, Tefillah is min Rabbanan. Furthermore, a person who's not sure what he did. If you're not sure, if you fell asleep for a whole day, you're not sure what you did, that day was just your old Ravi. So Kriya Shema you do because it's min ha-Torah. Tefillah you don't do because it's Midir Rabbanan. So the Rambam, you seem to be wrong. Take it out. In my list of the mitzvahs, I would not have Mitzvah Hey, Mitzvah Tefillah. World famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Rambam now tells you his version of things. Part Gimel. Elevadai, rather, kol inyan atfilah. The entire concept of davening ain't a chovah klal. It's not a mandate. Avohu mimidas chesed abar yisbarach aleinu. It's a privilege. We, tiny human beings, get to approach master of the world. What a chesed. What a privilege. What is a chus? Sheshameya be'one. He listens, he hears and he answers on the second line in part Gimel. B'chol kareinu elav. Hashem answers, Hashem really cares what we have to say. The privilege. The Ramban means to say, maybe there's no chiyuv to daven, you're pretty silly if you don't do it, What a privilege you have to daven. What a gift. But still, Rambam, it can't be one of the Tayyar Mitzvahs, because it's just not true. There's no requirement to daven. A person can know through his whole life, perhaps, without davening a single word. Maybe he's stupid. He has a privilege. But he's not a violation of any commandments. Whole life. You don't daven any time at all, says the Ramban, you're no less of a Jew. Maybe hashrafically, you're obviously not doing the appropriate thing, but there's no problem in our Torah. Oh, what's the problem with the Ramban has to deal with? The Ramban had two sources from the Gemara Brachos which seem to support him. But what does he have to deal with? What's his problem? 1, 2, 3. Three sources on the first part of the page. It says, Avodah Shem Elohim Zu Tefila. Everyone agreed that the Gemara seems to tell us that it's a mitzvah in our Torah. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you. No. Itra Pasuv, the main part of the Pasuv, U'avdo B'chol Avchem, to serve Hashem with all your heart. Mitzvah Saseh. That being a mitzvah saseh, you know what that mitzvah is? Unbelievable Ramban. Shetia kol avodah seinu, that all our work will tell Yisbarach to Hashem should be b'chol avodah. We should put our heart into everything we do. Observe Judaism with your heart. That's what it means. U'avdo b'chol avodchem. Serve Hashem with your heart means which avodah? Which service? All 613 mitzvos. Judaism should be done not just with the mind, but with the heart. Be into it. Kuomar, the kavana ritzuya, shlema, with kavana which is ritzuya, which is wanted, shlema which is complete, lishmo, to Hashem. Urein hirara, not with any negative thoughts. Oh, should not say mitzvos below kavana, not two mitzvos without kavana, or safek, or, you know, just in the mood. Oh, Yeshua told us maybe there's a purpose, says the Rambam. Be into it. That's what says the Ramban. That's what it means to serve Hashem with all your heart. It doesn't mean tefillah. That's a drasha. I mean, Rabbanan, serve Hashem with all your heart means tefillah. But the mitzvah in the Torah is be into Judaism. Don't just do it. Wake up, I'm doing it. I did it yesterday, I'm doing it today. I'm going through the motions. Be into your Yiddishkeit. Says the Ramban, that's the mitzvah in the Torah. Love the B'chol Vavchem. Serve Hashem means serve Hashem with your heart. Inyan, as the Ramban says, V'yahavta es Hashem Otecha. You should love Hashem, b'chol v'avcha, with all your heart, b'chol nashcha, with all your soul, b'chol yodecha, with all your ma'od. Shemitzvahi, le'ahov es Hashem, the mitzvah is to love Hashem, b'chol leiv. B'chol leiv, v'leiv, v'shen es naschein, b'avaso, b'nafshenu, v'mimono. We should have Judaism as our entire essence. So the Ramban, unbelievable Ramban. What a Musar Shmuz. What does it mean when it says you should serve Hashem with all your heart? Doesn't just mean tefillah. Everything we should do, we should do with the proper thoughts. Should really be into it. In yeshivas, there's an expression in Yiddish. When you learn, you can learn. Learning Torah is learning Torah. But then they point out any Ben Torah should not just be learning. We should be lidding and learning. What does lidding mean? Anyone know Yiddish? The word lid means, anyone know German? It means to lie. You have to be to lidden, means to lie. You have to be lying and learning, meaning you have to be totally enveloped in learning. As they say, if a person wants to be lidden and learning, he puts a sign over his bed and calls his bed learning. Then whenever he's sleeping at, he's lidden and learning. And the easy way to be lidden and learning, to be lying down and learning. Lidden means that you're immersed in learning. It's not enough. You can just, first, to learn is easy. You can go to the Daf Yom Yishir and you can just be half asleep with your coffee for the first part, and then you're ready thinking about putting on your stones or shackles for the next part, and you're just going through the whole day. Or you can say, this is my, the essence of my day. To be living and learning means it's part of you. Says the Ramban, even learning is not enough. It's not good enough to be living and learning. You have to be living in life. Yadus, the mitzvahs from Aleph till Taryag. All the mitzvahs, as we see in Parshas Yisro, that were given to us. All those mitzvahs have to be so much part of us that we're not just doing it as actions. We're emotionally connected. That's what it means. You should serve Hashem with all your heart. Unbelievable idea. Says the Ramban, that's what mitzvah Torah is. Serve Hashem with your heart means do it as if it's really part of you. What it doesn't mean, says the Ramban, is tefillah. Tefillah is not a mitzvah Torah. And then the Ramban proves it from two sources, from two places that we see that a person, that we differentiate between a mitzvah Torah and a mitzvah Rabbanan. So again, world famous Malchokas, according to the Ramban, tefillah is a mitzvah Torah. According to Ramban, it's a mitzvah Rabbanan. Two differences we saw. Number one, the concept of min ha-tarmin d'rabanan. It's always important to know if your mitzvah is min ha-tarmin in min d'rabanan. But another difference. What's another difference between the tefillah is min ha-tarmin and the tefillah is min d'rabanan? We mentioned that according to the Rambam, are women chayavos to daven? Like men? Yes, there's no difference. Mitzvah and Torah is not Zman Rama. The Ramban tell us anything about that? Ramban was silent. Says the Shulchan Aruch, source 8. Nashim be'avadim, women as well as slaves. She'af al pishrib termi kriyashma, even though they're not responsible to daven kriyashma. Why don't they have to daven kriyashma? Of course, that is madrama. Chayav mitzvah. They have to daven. Mepneishi mitzvah sasei shelo is madrama, because that's not time related. That is, who said that clearly? Who said mitzvah sasei, that tefillah is mitzvah sasei shelo is madrama? That's the opinion of the Rambam. Rambam says quite clearly that it's mitzvah sasei shelo is madrama. Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. But again, before we see the last source, let's think about it for a second. According to the Rambam, why is it not time related? Because you can do it anytime you want. We know, though, that midrabanan is enough to daven a little bit every day. Midrabanan, what do we daven every day? Shacharis and Mincha. Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. So midrabanan is tefillah time related? Yes. Midrabanan is time related. So midrabanan, you have to daven Shacharis a certain time, Mincha a certain time, Maariv a certain time. Now, we didn't talk about what we would have to do yet. But in general, the concept of Shacharis and Maariv, of course, is time-related. So according to the Rambam, women are chayavos in tefillah because it's time-related. It's not time-related. But according to the Ramban, what should the halacha be? Are women chayavos in tefillah? Well, if tefillah is midrabanan, and Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv is also midrabanan, that means that midrabanan tefillah is time-related. Because the need to daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv is midrabanan, and the need to have it related to time then is midrabanan. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that tefillah is min ha-Torah without any time. May a person daven whenever you want? Yes. Then may our men and women both chayavos in davening? Yes. But according to the Ramban, that midrabanan you have to daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. That's what midrabanan. The whole idea of tefillah is midrabanan. Then is it fair to say women have to daven? No. Because it comes to the Ramban, tefillah is time related. So it's not fair to say women have to daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv because that's a mitzvah of Zman Rama. According to the Ramban, it's not time related because you can daven 24 hours a day whenever you want. But according to the Ramban, that says that the whole concept of tefillah is midrabanan, we know midrabanan, what does tefillah mean? Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. That means, according to the Ramban, can we say that women have to daven every day? No. Because what does davening mean, midrabanan? Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Therefore, midrabanan, davening, is time-related. So says, when the Shulchan Aruch says that women have to daven every day, clearly who's the Shulchan Aruch passing like? The Rambam. Because again, the Rambam says tefillah is not time-related. But according to the Ramban, is tefillah time-related? Of course. Tefillah is midrabanan, and Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv is midrabanan. So tefillah definitely is time related. Let's see this inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah. When the Shulchan Aruch pashtins that women and slaves, all those that are chayavos, only in mitzvahs that are time related, that are not time related, have to daven, says the Mishnah Berurah, calls out with us a Rambam. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Shirak zmanei tefillah midrei sofrim. That only the time of davening is midrabanan. But the Rambam says that the requirement to daven min ha-Torah midrabanan, according to the Rambam, requirement to daven is min ha-Torah. Avot ikra mitzvah tefillah, the requirement to daven is min ha-Torah. Shenerot, as it says, uavdo v'chom v'avchem, to serve Hashem with all your hearts, eizu avodah shebelev, v'yavazu tefillah. That's tefillah. Says Mishnah Berurah. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah is min ha-Torah or tefillah is min rabbanan, has tremendous ramifications for 99% of the people in this room. Because if tefillah is min ha-Torah, then it's not time related. Because tefillah min ha-Torah means you have to daven 1 second a day, whatever that is. But if tefillah is midrabanon, that means that part of it is shachris min chamarit, but it's also midrabanon, which means it's tefillah time related. Yes, and therefore when the Shulchan Aruch passes that women have to daven every day, is the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam or the Ramban? Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam that says that the holy day of tefillah is the second throughout the day, because according to the Ramban, that tefillah means shachris mincha and ma'ariv midrabanon. Is it fair to make women chayavos in that? No, that's time related. Is anyone here that's hot aside from me? Yes, is it?
It's warm.
It's warm, is it okay? It's a warm, really burp, yeah. But otherwise, it's okay? Okay. So again.
I like the heat on.
Good, it's the Torah. No, I'm fine. Just make sure everyone else is fine. If anyone feels hot, it's the warmth of the Torah, of course. We can save the shul money. We should turn off the heat for this year. No, I'm fine. Yeah, before we go on, everyone hear this cheshbon? Again, all those in the back here as well? Maybe over here? According to the Rambam, it's a chiv in HaTorah, and it's not time-related. So women are chayavos. So according to the Ramban, the whole requirement to daven is midrabanon, which means you have to daven shachris min chamarit. Is that time-related? Of course. So a woman chayavos in tefillah according to the Ramban? No. When the Shulchan Aruch says women are chayavos, that means they're chayavos according to the Rambam. The Mishnah then quotes a Magen Avraham, which is world famous. To some it's famous from the Magen Avraham, to others it's famous from their custom. Many women, for many years, have barely davened. In fact, only very, 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 very recently, women started to daven. Shachris and Mincha. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. There is probably one word in the world which is responsible for that revolution. The word is seminary. Probably. Because it just wasn't true. Women for many years did not daven. So Baruch Hashem is not only seminaries, now we have high schools also which teach tefillah. But by and large, the concept of women in davening, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, is a very new innovation. Is it correct? Or is it incorrect? So the Magen Avraham, I'll just tell you, I look around, most women are not davening Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. They're not davening Ma'ariv, or Mincha, or Shachris. Why not? Didn't we say according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah in a Torah? For women as well? Says the Magen Avraham, because of the Magen Avraham, Hey Ma'amalav, Ha Magen Avraham, the third line in verse 9, Shall be Svarazu, based upon this Svara, the concept that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, Nadu Rov Anashim, most women of the custom, Sh'ein Mispalwin Yudches, what's Yudches? Shmoneh Esrei, Bitmidus. They don't daven Shmoneh Esrei frequently, Shachar Erev, morning and night. Why? Lufisha Omros Miad Bavotar, since they say right when they did up, Samach and Nathila, right after Nathila Sidayim, Ezebakasha, they say some part of davening, when a Torah Yotzes Bazeh, and with the Din Men HaTorah, they're only Yotzei, they don't need to do more than that. V'efsher, Sha'af Chachamim, V'chivu Yoster. It could be Chazal did not require them to do anything more. The Magen Avraham, in these very few words, is telling us a very powerful svara. Listen carefully to this unbelievable logic. So the Magen Avraham, ironically, usually when you think of something in a Torah Midra Banam, which one is more severe? In a Torah Midra Banam? In a Torah. But says the Magen Avraham, here, it's going to be turned around. Says the Magen Avraham, according to the Rambam, what's the bare minimum of tefillah? A minute a day. So it's very possible, says the Rambam, even though Chazal said, you have to daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, who was included in that, didn't daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv? Men. Because I'll never require women to daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. For women, we still have the halacha in HaTorah. What's the halacha in HaTorah? Just daven a minute a day. Because really men have to daven only daven a minute a day. It's just that Chazal added Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Who they add that for? Men, not women. However, according to the Ramban, what do men have to daven in HaTorah? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So Chazal then are the ones who are responsible for saying Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Why should they differentiate between men and women? According to the Ramban, both men and women are Patur min HaTorah, and chayavas min drabanan daven shachris mincha and perhaps ma'ariv. So again, says the Magen Avraham, it turns out that the Rambam, who says that there's a requirement to daven min haTorah, is actually more makil than the Ramban, that says there's a chiyuv to daven min drabanan. Because the Rambam understands the whole requirement to daven is min haTorah. What was the bare minimum? Bare minimum was a minute a day. What's a minute a day? So then women still have the bare minimum. So men have the fancy din of Shachris, fancy din of Mincha, maybe the fancy din of Ma'ariv, but women still have the bare minimum. But according to the Ramban, is there a bare minimum? There's no bare minimum. According to the Torah, there is nothing. So if Chazal said, Midrabanan, you have to daven, why should they differentiate between men and women? Men and women both have to daven, Shachris, Mincha, and perhaps Ma'ariv. So it turns out, according to the Rambam, this is Tfilas Minat Torah, women only have to daven the bare minimum Minat Torah. But according to the Ramban, that Tfila is Midrabanan, that means that Chazal said, we know there's no requirement to daven Minat Torah. We're still going to say you should daven Midrabanan. What that means is, you have to daven Shachris and Mincha, maybe Ma'ariv, Midrabanan. Because where do we see Chazal differentiate between men and women? So says the Magen Avraham, I look around. In Europe, I don't see women davening. Must be those women are relying on who? On the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that the bare minimum of davening is a minute. So women say, we're still with that Rambam, that it's a minute. But according to the Ramban, is there any bare minimum of a minute? No, there's no such thing as a bare minimum. Therefore, according to the Ramban, men and women should both daven every single day. And the Magen Avraham says, if I look around and I see that women aren't davening, it must be they're saying we like the Rambam. Because according to the Ramban, women have to daven every single day as men do.
What about mitzvah
asti
shazman grama? Wouldn't the Ramban also say that women don't have to daven?
It's a very good question. You could have said, why don't we say that midrabanan is mitzvah shazman grama? So we don't have that. Meaning, the din is minat Torah, mitzvah shazman grama is part and parcel of halacha. But according to the Ramban, we don't find that they ever made that distinction. So therefore, they could have made it. You're right. But there's no evidence that such a thing happened. Once there's no evidence that it's considered time-related, Chazal, if they made a requirement for men, made a requirement for women as well. They could have made it, Zman Rama, but they didn't. So therefore, we say, according to the Ramban, women have a chiyuv to daven every single day. Had the Shulchan Aruch paskin, what was Shulchan Aruch psak? Like the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Rambam, so that means, is the halacha like the Rambam or halacha like the seminaries? Halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, women, the halacha like the Rambam, women have to daven a minute a day, because it's not time related, but we never change from that minute, says the Magen Avraham. So they have to daven only a minute. However, according to the Ramban, not only the seminaries, according to the Ramban, there's a chiyuv for women to daven Shachris and Mincha every single day. If I see women not davening, clearly the reason they're not davening is because they're holding like the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, who says that it's a chiyuv to daven only for a second every single day. Just keep in mind, it's confusing, because according to the Rambam, that tefillah is min haTorah, it's actually more lenient than the Ramban, that tefillah is min drabanan. Because according to the Rambam is min haTorah, then we have a bare minimum. 1 second. So 1 second, 1 minute, is all they have to daven. But according to the Ramban, that tefillah is min drabanan, it's a much bigger mitzvah, but there's no minimum. Therefore, when women have to daven, they have to daven. There's no minimum. They have to daven. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Or at least Shachris, Mincha.
This Ramban that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, does the Ramban go into that in more detail later on, or is the Mishnah Berurah just figuring out what the Ramban meant when he says that they also obligated women because women should also be davening?
So the Ramban doesn't say, but let's see the Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah inside. Abba, we're now in the fifth line in source 9. Abba das Ramban, the opinion of the Ramban, she'etra mitzvah tefillah midirei sofrim, that the whole halakha of tefillah is only midrabanan, midirei sofrim, mem dal tzan lachim, midirei sofrim, midrabanan. Who's that? Shehem, anshe chesed avgola, the men of the great assembly, she'tichnu shemana esrei brachos, al seder. They're the ones who made up 18 brachos. Was pa'al osan, Shachris Mincha Chova. Shachris Mincha is a requirement of Arvus Vishus. Arvus is only a less obligation, as we'll see best in the future. So, Afal Kishim Mitzvah Sosem and Mitzvah Sosem, even though it's a Mitzvah Sosem which is only Midrabanan, Shazman Brahma, like you said, in theory it's time related. The Anashim Torahs, women are indeed not responsible mikol mitzvah association on drama from any positive family which is time related. I feel in the base of him, even something which is rabbinic. If you don't do the shulvana, like do the shulvana, women don't have to do the shulvana. Nevertheless, chivu of son betvila shachris u'mincha k'man hashem. Mishabur quotes from the Ramban, they required daven shachris and mincha like men. Why? Why did Chazal do that? Why did Chazal take your suggestion and say, there's no reason to say tefillah for women, shachris, and mincha? Women, they still could have said it's only Van Rama. For example, the mitzvah of Purim. There's Hashem, a month from now, we're going to have Purim. A woman chayav is in mitzvah medillah? Do you want to have to hear the medillah? Yes. The Gemara says, why? Isn't it time related? The Gemara says, famous answer, why does the Gemara say I have to hear it? But if not for that, women wouldn't have to, because it's time related. So in theory, time related mitzvahs are not obligatory for women even in the Rabbanon. But says the Mishnah Berurah in the Ramban, this is different. Tefillah is such an important mitzvah. It's so intrinsic to being a Jew. He bakashas rachamim. He's asking Hashem for rachamim. For our very existence, says the Ramban, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, a fourth woman after Davin. So Chazal said, it applies to men and women as well. So Mishnah Berurah says, before we see the last few lines of Mishnah Berurah, which changed the world, if does a woman have to daven or not? Since you ask. Or how much does a woman have to daven? According to the Rambam, woman has to daven a very little bit. That was the mitzvah in the Torah. When Chazal changed it, they changed it for the men, not for the woman. But according to the Ramban, do a woman have to daven? Yes. Shachris and Mincha. Why? Just like men don't have to daven in Roman Torah, we changed it into Rabbanon, so two women have to daven Shachris and Mincha like men do. Why don't we say it's time related, therefore they can be putter? Because Bakashas Rachim, it's so important to ask Hashem for mercy, women have to daven as well. Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, how do we pass them? Hard to know. But here we have one edge. Who passed them for us already? Shulchan Aruch. That's what we say. Shulchan Aruch said, halacha like the Rambam. Which means, should women have to daven a lot? No, women have to daven a little bit every day. As the Maharam says, when they, after the Rosh Hashanah, they say some sort of tefillah, that's ready enough. But Mishnah Berurah turns the world on its head. Says Mishnah Berurah, Mahalach is Rambam, that women have to daven a little bit. And Ramban, women have to daven shachris and mincha. V'chein iker. Who's the main psak? Psak of the Ramban. Ramban. Don't just daven a little bit. Shachris and mincha. Tichein das rova postim. That's the opinion of many of the later authorities. V'chein iker v'sef shachris aryeh. This is shachris aryeh. Alkein. Therefore, yesh lahazir l'nashim. You should advise women. She's palalu yudches. They should daven shmoneh esrei. B'chol zeh minyan shachris mincha. That's only shachris and mincha. Avot tefillas arvis she reshus. Arvis is a less of an obligation. Af apisha achshur kar tibul aleim kol yisrael. B'chol, even though now all Jews daven ma'ariv, tamakam anashim lo tibul aleim. Women didn't accept it. Ruban in mispalal and arvis. In the Mishnah Berurah time, at least most women did not daven ma'ariv. But shachris and mincha says Mishnah Berurah are requirement. Why their requirement? That's like the Ramban. Therefore, a woman must daven. How do we pass it in? Not so pashut. There is a very chashuva Talmud Chacham, who is a well-known leader in Klal Yisrael, who says, I never heard this from him, but I heard this b'shem him, a little bit sarcastically, the worst thing seminaries do is teach women they have to daven every day. Worst thing. All things. What does he mean? Anyone know chat? What does he mean?
Guilt.
Sorry? Oh, guilt. 100% right. Guilt. 100%. Baruch Hashem. As we know, everyone in life, even though we have so many technological advances, life gets quicker and quicker. Quicker, everyone has less time. And the more things you have to do, the less time you have. And Bez Hashem, after people finish seminary, sometime in their lives, they raise a family, Bez Hashem. And they remember back to those years in seminary, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I fall asleep, I take care of my baby. Oh, you know, I'm not even davening. I feel like, you know, this is... I wanted to get married, and now I'm stuck with this. I can't even daven to Hashem. So they... Seminaries teach people the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam says... It's a bare minimum to daven. The Ramban says, Shachris and Mincha. Here I am. I'm about to be in the Sheitz. I'm barely davening. That's what Hashem wants me to do? And the answer is, yes. But Paul's man ve'ace. Everything has its time. People feel, as you said very well, people feel guilt. People feel, I'm not davening. I'm not really living up to my potential. And every day is brachos. The pasuk says Baruch Hashem yom yom. Bless Hashem every day. Po yom me'ein brachos v'shol yom. Every day is its own brachos. For sometimes the brachos are to daven. Sometimes the brachos are not to be able to daven. And it's important to have a dose of reality to know when should a person daven, when should a person not daven. The same Mishnah Berurah that said this halacha, the Ramban, that women should daven Shabbos and Mincha, has in his biography written by his own children. They record that when their mother was raising them, she never davened. Come on. What do you mean, Mrs. Brewer? Shouldn't she be the one davening? Didn't she read her husband's Sefer? It says you should daven? The answer is, it seems, although Mishra doesn't say this himself, that everything in life is an issue of balance. Indeed, if everything's equal, if you have time on your hands, if you're privileged to be in high school or in seminary or in college where there's time, you have machlokes Rambam and Ramban, doesn't hurt, daven shachris and mincha. So the opinion of the Ramban. But if a person can't do it, it's important to remember, what's the Iker Halacha? Source 8. Who made it to Shulchan Aruch? The only one that made it to Shulchan Aruch was the Rambam. The Rambam says, Halacha Maisa, yes, you have to daven, but a minute every day. Just Shevach, Bakasha, Oda. A little bit. So Mishra does say it's good to daven. The more you can daven, the better. It's good to daven Shachris and Mincha. People sometimes daven. Now it's very common for a woman to daven Betzibur if they can. If they can. It's always nice. It's common to daven Meir if you can. But to say, oi, I missed daven Betzibur today because my baby was crying. I was so tired. I couldn't wake up for 7 o'clock Shachris. You have to have a dose of reality. That's not what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, the Ramban is the ideal if you can. But to say against Shulchan Aruch, oh, I am not having the right, I'm not living up to my potential because I'm not davening. I'm taking care of my children or I have other responsibilities, family responsibilities. Chas v'shalom. So this very chashuv talmud, not from the YU world at all. This very chashuv talmud, this manhig said that he thought the worst thing. He didn't mean chas v'shalom the worst thing, really, but he meant when people feel, oh, the halacha is you have to daven. It's, you know, for those uneducated people, the masses, they don't daven, they just daven a little bit every day. It's not true. Depends on your stage of life. If a person is able to do so, why not fulfill the opinion of the Ramban? It says women should daven shachris and mincha every day. But if a person is not able to do so, that's not less l'chatchila. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that says that women should daven a little bit every day. If they want to do more, matav manayim. But chas v'shalom, to look at themselves as lacking because they can't do so, the Mishnah's own wife did not daven when she was raising them. This is true, this is the minhag among most very choshev talmidei chachamim. Their wives, when they're raising children, don't daven frequently. Of course not. And it's important to remember, each day has its own brachos. To say that, oh yeah, I'm being less of a person, can't wait till the time that I'll have more time in my hands, chas v'shalom. This doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, when a person's raising children, okay, you just went to sleep. Fine, I have time to daven. It means you have to breathe also. It doesn't mean that you have to say, okay, I have 8 minutes to daven now. Maybe I should be doing the Ramban's opinion of davening in traffic because I have 8 minutes before I take the laundry out of the dryer and make sure that everything is done. No, it means you have to be normal. The Rambam says there is a chiyuv daven once a day, and that is the bare minimum. A person should daven once a day. But say a person has to daven every single day, Shachris and Mincha, certainly Shachris and Mincha Ma'ariv, just because it's the Ramban's opinion, yes, if everything is equal, a person has the ability to fill the Ramban, matav manayim. But it's important to remember, the bare minimum of Shulchan Aruch is the opinion of the Ramban. Now, it's chas v'shalom, all kidding aside, there's no reason to criticize seminaries, Baruch Hashem, and criticize high schools, criticize the universities and colleges that teach Torah. Of course, it's only because of them that the women the Mother Ram talked about, women are infinitely more educated now. And it's very important to realize that. It's all kidding aside, everyone knows the tremendous debt Klal Yisrael has. Since the Beis Yaakov movement of Sarah Schneer, and then on. So it's important for people to know the Ramban as an ideal, It's true, but it's one ideal. Depends on the stage of life. It's no more of an ideal or less ideal than the Rambam, based on what a person can do. To review what we've done tonight, we saw the world famous machlokes Rambam and Ramban and Nafkaminas. The pasuk says twice, and the Rambam tells us even more, but twice that we examine source 1 and source 3, there were terms of avoda. It says the Gemara in source 2, between itself and Tainis, what does avoda mean? Avoda in the Torah means tefillah. Says the Rambam, if avoda means tefillah, clearly, tefillah and atar is that. That's Torah. This Rambam is not only in Sefer, in his Mishnah Torah, in his halachic work, even Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam says chiyuv and atar tadavim. Avoda, avoda, avoda. Four times the Rambam says chiyuv and atar tadavim. Says the Ramban on the next side of the page, source 7. I don't agree. It's just not true. Two proofs. What are the two proofs? Balkari has to do mitzvot minatara, not midrabanan. He has to do mitzvot minatara, such as Kriya Shema, not mitzvot minrabanan, such as tefillah. Again, what if I don't remember if I daven Kriya Shema? Do I have to daven Kriya Shema again? Yes. If I don't know if I daven, do I have to daven again? No. Clearly, tefillah is midrabanan, Kriya Shema is midrabanan, says the Ramban, case closed, tefillah is midrabanan. What does it mean, avoda? Yes, according to you, Ramban, avoda means tefillah. But what does it really mean, says the Ramban? It means serve Hashem. You have to be living in avodas Hashem. It has to be part of you. You have to do it with your heart, not just with your body. How does Shulchan Aruch Pasdin? Like the Ramban. And this is very nodea halacha lemaisa, because the Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Ramban, women are chayavos only to daven a little bit. According to the Ramban, women have to daven shrachmas and mincha. Why is it not time related? Because it's such an important mitzvah. Bakashas rachmim, women have to daven shrachmas and mincha. How do we pasdin? Says Mr. Bura, the Shulchan Aruch pasdin is like the Rambam. There's only a chiyav to daven a little bit for women. But the Ramban is supported by many other achronim. Many achronim say the halacha is the Ramban. Women must daven shrachmas and mincha. How do we pasdin? Depends on a person's situation. If everything is equal, of course, fulfill the Ramban's opinion. Women should daven shrachmas and mincha if they can. But in any situation where they can't, chas pishom, to do that is less ideal. The Shulchan Aruch, it's always important to remember, who is the posid achron, who do we pass in life always? Shulchan Aruch pass in life. The Rambam, says, women have to daven a bare minimum of shevach, bakasha, hodaya every day, and that's it. Mishnah Berurah's own wife used to seldom daven more than shevach, bakasha, hodaya when she was raising her children. Hashem should give us each the wisdom to know what stage of life we're in to fulfill the Ramban or the Rambam. In Parshas Yisro, we have an unbelievable phenomenon. The Torah tells us we have to surround the entire mountain. Kalanodeya Bahar, whoever touches the mountain will die. Imagine that. Forfeiting life just by touching something. So the Chofetz Chaim in his Perush al Torah, what a powerful lesson that is. Torah, given in the Torah, has the ability to infuse Kedusha on entirely inanimate objects, on mountains. Make a person have the penalty of death just for touching it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Al Chas Kama V'Kama, how powerful Torah is itself. The privilege to learn Torah. Or people that know Torah have to be treated in the proper way, with respect. Says the Chofetz Chaim, like the Mashal says, whenever a Sefer Torah walks into the room, people stand up. And what about when a Talmud Chacham walks into the room? Why don't they stand up then? That's a living Sefer Torah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, think what the Torah does. If the Torah can make a mountain, which is totally inanimate, Kadosh, Al Chas Kama V'Kama, it can make a person who learns Torah, who lives Torah, who breathes Torah, Kadosh. This is a minhag that Klal Yisrael has. Last week, Shabbos Shira, there's a minhag many have to put crumbs outside, for several reasons. Perhaps the most famous reason is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of the Yam Suf, a few psukim later, we read of the Parsha of the Mun. Parsha of the Mun was a parsha in which Moshe Rabbeinu said, make sure to take double on Erev Shabbos. Why double on Erev Shabbos? Because nothing's going to happen like a Mishnah, nothing's going to fall on Shabbos. The two wisecrackers, Dothan and Aviram, decided, ha-ha, we're going to try to put down Mun on Shabbos and prove Moshe Rabbeinu wrong. And of course, as we know, what happens? The birds came, the birds ate up the mun. For that alone, there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael for generations and generations, put bread out to thank the birds. Thank the birds. Who should thank the birds? Moshe Rabbeinu should thank the birds. So let Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants, generation after generation, put their bread out to thank them for preserving Moshe Rabbeinu. Clearly, Klal Yisrael is based upon the fact that Torah is so important, and part and parcel of that is that Talmid Chacham is so important to us. And therefore, for all of Klal Yisrael, it's a zuchus that Moshe Rabbeinu was not proven wrong. For every man, woman, and child, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's integrity was preserved was itself a zuchus. Because Torah has the ability not only to infuse kedusha into a mountain, but to infuse kedusha into people. And therefore, for all of us, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't made to look foolish at all was not only a victory for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a victory for all of Klal Yisrael, because it preserves the kedusha of Torah, preserves the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and for that alone, it's enough of a reason for us, thousands of years later, put crumbs out, perhaps, according to the minhag, to thank the birds for helping us preserve the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, preserve the kedusha of the Torah itself. We should be zochah to appreciate the kedusha of Torah, and to attach ourselves to the Talmidei Chachamim, who themselves are walking Sifrei Torah. It's very wonderful to be back, Baruch Hashem. I look forward to seeing everyone next week. There's an email list. We have an email list from the past, but there are many people that moved in, many people that moved out, so please make sure before you leave to sign the email list in the corner, front corner here with Leah, so you can be contacted about updates to this year, scheduling, other issues. My pleasure. Sure, please. I'm listening.